Welcome to the Big Daddy Cade Blues Show, Blues You Can Use, where we bring you the best of the blues and everything that comes with it. Join us as we groove, jam, and chat with some of the hottest local as well as national and global artists around. Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, our host, Big Daddy Cade.
Today, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Big Daddy Cade, the Blues You Can Use. A very special guest in the house. His name is Dan. He also have a band that's called Dan and the Donuts. I tell you, these guys are fantastic. I went out and caught these guys out performing more than once. Excellent band, ladies and gentlemen. Young folks, keeping the blues alive. And right about now, I'm going to ask Daniel some questions about blues and so on and so forth. But if you have any questions for Dan, you can call this radio station and ask him a few questions if you would like to. If you're out there listening in the radio land, call in and let us know what you want to do and what you want to hear. We'll greatly appreciate it. Right about now, I'm going to get with Dan. Hey, Dan, how you doing today?
Good, Big Daddy. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm glad that you're here to be my special guest today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate bringing me somewhere close to home.
Oh, this is wonderful. You know, you're not too far away from here, so that makes it a lot easier, right?
That's 100%.
Yeah. So tell me about what got you started in the blues, Dan.
Starting in the blues is a hard one to pick the exact time and date kind of thing.
Okay.
I'm sure you know the blues club that I'm familiar with, Low Country Blues Connection. They're the people that really brought me in on it.
Yes, okay.
That's what started me in it.
Okay.
Before that, really, I was just fiddling around in high school with a few kids, and we didn't know what we were doing.
Right.
Those are the people that showed me exactly what I was doing, and I had one of my dad's friends, Greg Bessinger, bring me over there, and that was the person that brought me in and made a new family for me in that area and started teaching me what real music was.
Yeah. I noticed, like, in the beginning, you know, down at that blues club, I caught you when you were young and coming up and doing your thing down there. And I said, yeah, that young man has a future in the blues right here. Only thing he need to do is just be around some cats that's going to show him what's going on. And I'm glad you caught on because you've done very well. Now you own your own band. You run your own band. Mm-hmm. You're the captain of your own ship. So how's that working out, being a captain of your own ship and your own band?
I'm loving it. Having that control over some people, and when I say control, it's a group of people that have the same vision kind of thing.
Right.
And everyone knows, because there's times, it's not like I'm the only one taking control of everything. Everyone gets their time to shine throughout everything, and everyone gets their song that they control, but everyone knows who's the leader of each song, and we share that throughout.
Right.
When I started it, previous bands I started were all 70s, 80s rock bands, and I loved it, but never was calling my name. And when I found, like, the blues and the 50s and 60s kind of stuff,
right,
I wanted to keep that alive, because how many times do you go out and you can see some bands playing it, but there ain't no one that you come out that's like, oh, look at this young guy coming out.
Right.
And I want to see that stick around, because...
Oh, that's a great idea. I like that concept. That's really good. And you guys do a great job at it, you know. And I was going to say, the last time I sat in, you sat in with me, I was doing a gig at Charlie Pub.
And
I did quite a few tunes that night. I had a lot of fun with you playing one of Chuck Berry's songs.
Johnny Be Good.
You did a great job on that one. I'm like, oh, okay. I say, because I can always tell when you do songs you really like, because then you open up, the floodgates open up like, okay, now I'm going to open up and I'm gonna put it out here in the universe. And I saw that. I'm like, oh, okay, so here we go.
One thing I like seeing is people get their feet moving. And
oh, the crowd enjoyed it too. I was watching everything. You crowd, and it was like, yay. I'm like, oh, okay, yeah. That's really cool.
Seeing those feet get moving is what makes me happy, because people go and they can see us. They can go and listen to a show anywhere they want. They can't go and see a show anywhere they want.
That is true. I agree with you. Yeah. And I was going to ask you about how far do you guys travel out when you're performing? How far do you normally go? Is there a radius? Because some bands go 50 miles to 100 miles.
What my goal long term is I'd like to stay in the tri-state area, places where I can go. And
so that would put you at 50 miles then.
I want to be able to come home and sleep in my own bed. I'm not afraid to make that drive at the end of the night. If it's 3 a.m, I got to drive home an hour. It's 2 hours. I'll still do it.
Yeah.
Right now we drive about, because even when we go out towards places like Folly Beach, I mean, that's a solid hour and 15 minutes from home.
Yes.
When we're leaving there and back.
Yeah.
But we've gone as far as we actually did a private show up in New York a few months back.
How did it go?
Funnest time of our lives.
Was it really?
Yeah, sitting in the car, everyone was a little tight, but it was worth it once we got there.
Who booked that one for you?
I got that one booked. We had
good for you.
Weapon. I grew up in New York originally. I don't know if you told you that.
I see that phone number of yours.
Yep.
Then you call me.
The lady I used to work for up there has a huge piece of land, and every year they'd have a party for her husband and his birthday.
Oh, that is wonderful.
All kinds of people out there. I've heard numerous different big names. I couldn't name off the top of my head, but I know I've heard plenty of stories there.
Right.
And what I've been always saying, they said I couldn't come till I was 18. And then once I turned 18, it was, you can't come till you're 21. Once I turned 21, it's like, oh, we're getting up in age. I don't know if we're doing a party. And then they decided to have one more, and I was like, I'm coming up for it.
There you go.
And they offered to cover everything for us to make sure we felt like we were worth our coming up there, because I was going to go by myself either way, but they wanted everyone there.
Oh, that's nice, Daniel.
They brought us up there, and we drove that entire distance.
Wow.
And we made it one trip. We left at, I want to say we planned on 7, but we left at like 8:30.
8:30?
And we got there at probably like 4 or 5 in the morning. We stopped at Coney Island and got some breakfast.
Oh, Coney Island is always good. I like the Coney Island hot dogs, I tell ya.
It was too early in the morning to get hot dogs.
Not for me.
Well, you should tell Coney Island hot dogs that.
Hey, look, if you old road dog out there on the road, sometime you ain't going to be able to get what you want to get. You get what you get and move on.
I wanted those hot dogs. We made a stop and they weren't open yet. Oh, we were heartbroken.
I can see that. But yeah, you know, I've been watching over the years since I've met you, and I like your growth that you're doing as far as a guitar player and a singer and a leader now. And you've done very well. And by the way, I have a show coming up next week in the Somerville. In the area, the club, the outside pavilion there is called
Hutchinson Square.
That's where it's going to be. And you'll be coming by there, jumping on stage with me and having a good time playing some blues.
I'm looking forward to it. I haven't been over there since that place first opened up.
Yeah, so we're going to have a good time doing a little bit out there. And so it's going to be a great time. So I was going to ask you, have you guys considered ever having a booking agent, or you just do it all by yourselves?
I would like to. It definitely would take a little bit of the stress off of things, booking it.
I agree.
At the same point, it's fun getting to know people, because I enjoy the idea of going out and shaking a hand when I walk into a restaurant or somewhere and get our hands in somewhere. We can be our faces, and I'm who you're talking to at the same point.
Right.
It's a lot of work, and I think all musicians will know what we're talking about there.
Oh, most definitely. You got to pay your dues for being out there. Are you connected with Jeep White as far as songwriters, outlaw songwriters? Have you ever done anything with him on that level with the outlaw songwriters?
I have not.
You have not?
I know he's hosted some of the songwriting events in the past.
Right.
And I went to one years ago, but I was too young to really... I was getting into it, but I didn't really understand everything yet, so I didn't appreciate it the way I would appreciate it now going to an event like that.
Right, right. But I tell you, though, you know, what I like about you, Dan, you learn it from all different genres of music, what goes on, but you have your mainstay that you really like, too, and you're really learning very well, and you're learning pretty fast, which is good. Yeah. So... I'm anxious to find out, to come out and see your new members in your band and see how you guys do what you do. Yeah.
We've got a whole lineup change. I don't know if you ever remember Ethan Lopez.
I remember Ethan.
he's playing with us now. He's our sixth member that's kind of on and off with us when we're five or six.
Yeah.
He's been coming down. He's been staying all the way up in Clemson area. And okay. When we have gigs, he drives all the way down just to come play with us. It's a good way. He has fun doing it, and he gets to visit his family while he's in town. So it's nice. two-for-one deal for him.
Is Ethan keyboard or guitar?
Well, he plays both. But
he plays both.
Keyboard for us.
I know that he used to play the Hammond organ a lot down at your jams. You know, he enjoyed doing that.
He's a good keyboard player. I've had times where I've gotten tired, and I was like, I need to get myself a water real quick, and I gave him the stage for a minute, and he can cover himself over for three or four songs while I come back.
I know. I gave him and his band the first name of their band. Next time you see Ethan, see, what do you know about Four Past Midnight? And a lot of people didn't understand that concept. Four young men, and at his age, parties don't start and good times don't start until after 12 and go until 4. So that's why I gave him that name, Four Past Midnight.
Really? Yeah. I've heard stories that you gave him that name, but I never actually knew the reason why. Honestly, I don't think he might even know that reason why. I think he just knows that was the name.
Yep, it was a reason because after midnight, for young folks, that's when everything gets started for them. You know, between 9, 10, 11, 11:30, yeah. But like 12, 4 minutes after, that's why I gave him that name, Four Past Midnight, all four of them.
Things start cutting loose then.
Yeah, so that's, you know, that's how they got that name. Yeah. So what we're going to do, we're going to do a couple tunes, unplugged. And, yeah, again, I appreciate you being here. It's so nice to have you do this with me. And hopefully the next time I come down here, I'm here every week. And I would like to have the whole band up in here and just do a little bit, you know, tell them it's unplugged. But we maybe could do some electric too. I don't know, but I'll check into that. And just do a couple songs and let the people know, because you guys in the area, and they need to know what they have right here in the area. And you guys are not that far away as far as performing. You're a great band, so people need to know that.
We'd love to be on here, getting our names out there a little bit more. And at the same point, just being able to play in general.
Yeah.
And that's what it's really about.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to find out more about Dan and the Donuts, don't let the name fool you because they're a great band. You can call in at WVFF 97.7, Big Daddy and the Blues, and let them know how you feel. Give a radio call. Check in. We'd love to hear you and see what your comments will be. But right about now, Dan and I are going to do couple acoustic songs for you guys. We're gonna go like down in the deltas, and for you guys that don't know about the deltas, this is where it all started at. Down in the deltas. That's right. We're gonna do this here thing. Let's do it in the key of E. Thank you. party.
Teaching me some new songs right off the bat, huh?
Now you got to know.
I was starting to catch on by the end of it, and I was ready to start throwing some backups in there, and I didn't quite caught it right at the end, finally.
There you go. That's it. See that? You're doing it. We're going to do one more for you. Little Howling Wolf. Smoke Sack Lightning. Just stay in the E.
Okay.
Early in the evening, good night. Songs.
Okay.
Let's do Johnny B. Good Unplugged. I don't think too many people have heard that before. You got a guitar pick?
I thought I did, but apparently I think I might have put some of my other pants. Ooh, I've never tried that one before.
We're going to do one of Daniel's songs because, you know, they're young folks. I'm going to show you what they're all about.
Time to take a quick break, but don't go too far. More blues and good times coming up after these messages. Stay tuned.